From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of October 10th, 2016. The October 7th, 2016 arrival of Hurricane Matthew along the U.S. East Coast made this week a good time to revisit the subject of storm surge, which was also the topic of an October 2012 episode when Hurricane or Superstorm Sandy was devastating parts of the Mid-Atlantic region. Along with high winds and heavy rainfall, one of the most serious expected impacts from Matthew, just like from Sandy, was storm surge and the flooding it can cause to coastal communities and to inland areas along waterways. For an introduction to storm surge potential generally in Virginia and how residents can prepare, have a listen for about 80 seconds to the following excerpt from a Virginia Department of Emergency Management video produced in 2010. The excerpt includes a list of Virginia areas most at risk from storm surge flooding.
Atlantic hurricanes and tropical storms can put Virginia's coast at risk for flooding. Near the coast, such flooding could be caused by storm surge. High winds from storms that push water toward the shore and up coastal rivers can produce storm surge. It can increase the normal high tide by 15 feet or more. Wind-driven waves on top of the storm surge can cause severe damage. Virginia Beach, Norfolk, Chesapeake, Portsmouth, Suffolk, Hampton, Newport News, Pocosin, the Middle Peninsula, the Northern Neck, the Eastern Shore, and areas along the James River are all vulnerable to storm surge. If you live or work in these areas, go to www.readyvirginia.gov to find the latest storm surge maps. They will show you what areas could flood during a tropical storm or hurricane. If you live in an area that may flood, you should be prepared to leave immediately when officials issue an evacuation order for your community. Always listen to local media for instructions for your area. Know your risk. Be prepared before the storm hits. Go to readyvirginia.gov to find storm surge maps and more information about hurricane preparedness in Virginia.
On the morning of October 7, 2016, the Weather Channel reported that Hurricane Matthew had generated the highest storm surges in eastern Florida since Hurricane Hugo in September 1989, with Georgia and the Carolinas next to face the potential of such surges. Here's hoping for the best for people and places in Matthew's path. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, and information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call us at 540-231-5463. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close the show. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.